Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brandon, important conversation today. We're going to discuss student-athlete health. The University of Tennessee started a program providing echocardiograms to all student-athletes. Preemptively, they actually found two student-athletes with heart conditions because they offered these exams. Those student-athletes are now being monitored and, you know, will not have any fatal occurrences because of what has been discovered. What do you think of that program and other health initiatives going on around the intercollegiate athletics?
Well, the health of our student-athletes is absolutely critical. In fact, it's one of the main reasons why the NCAA was started over 100 years ago, to look after the well-being and health of our student-athletes. We have many tests now, for example, echocardiograms, AED, defibrillators. These kinds of tests, I think, need to be used judiciously by our schools and by our conferences. It goes back to the old question in healthcare about the allocation of scarce resources. How much money do you spend for testing, particularly if the tests produce some false negatives, and how does that weigh against other scarce resources that you have? So I think you can't put a price on the life of a young student athlete, there's no question about that, but you always have the question in healthcare about how to allocate scarce resources, whether it's personnel costs or dollars and cents.
The Division III Student Athlete Advisory Committee has been very passionate that all practices and competitions on campus should have trained personnel in the use of AED. That legislation hasn't passed in two times in front of the Division III membership. I think one of the large things that's there is that it's a budgetary issue. And when you talk about a University of Tennessee being able to provide echocardiograms, we're talking about a large major institution. You're talking about scarce resources, but how do you go to a program that just doesn't have a lot of money and tell them that they have to invest in these sort of things that they might not be able to afford? What can they do?
This use of scarce resources for healthcare is not just a student-athlete issue. It's a university-wide issue for all students. How much money does the university spend, for example, for libraries, for personnel such as faculty, and providing healthcare for the students, including the student-athletes? Student-athletes clearly have needs for additional healthcare than regular students in that they're participating at a high level and run some additional risks. Those are very difficult questions, not just for universities, but for society at large. I don't think we can have a single answer that fits all. I do think we have to, with good understanding and goodwill, take into account the medical ethics of the situation, the quality of the healthcare opportunities, including the reliability of the tests, and make some hard decisions where we're going to put our resources. For my own part, you know, I always come down on the side, not just for student athletes, but students as a whole, to provide the best possible health care we can within the means that we have.
Is there NCAA funding that can help, that is being put toward student-athlete health issues?
The answer is that we provide funding for all institutions through the NCAA. That includes Division III as well as I and II. And we ask the institutions to best use those funds for the benefit of the student-athletes. Some of the monies are obviously used for competitive environments, for travel, for championships, and so on. Some of it is being used for healthcare issues. In some legislation, we have permissive legislation now in Division I about what could be undertaken in terms of healthcare policies. So there are a whole range of issues that individual institutions must decide. I think we'd be overstepping our bounds if we try to make the decisions for those institutions. But they are very difficult institutions whenever you're trying to weigh the health and well-being of a young person against dollars and cents. In principle, you always come down on the side of the health and well-being of the young person. But there are many other things you want to accomplish at the university or in society as a whole. And those are tough, tough decisions.
Well, let me ask you about the inherent risk in athletics and how that relates to budgetary concerns in monitoring student-athlete health.
Well, when students play in intercollegiate athletics, there are certain risks they incur, sometimes just being hurt in the sport, and sometimes it's the disclosure of genetic diseases that they didn't know they had, which can actually affect their lives, and indeed, in some extreme cases, be life-threatening. When do you stop taking these risks? When do you want to undertake so many tests that you can't afford to do anything else but take the tests? There are risks involved in athletics. There are risks involved in almost anything in life. What's the right function of where you're going to put the monies for mitigating those risks and when you're trying to do other things? Again, I think that's an a situation that each individual institution must decide. I would want to come down more strongly on the favor of protecting the health and well-being of student-athletes and students in general, but not to the detriment of that's the only thing that you do, is all you do is administer medical tests and you don't even have money to compete. So where is the right line to draw? I know you want me to give you a very specific answer. It's just too tough a problem to have a specific answer to.
Well, just to finish up, we've discussed Tennessee, and certainly there are other institutions doing good things for student-athlete health. If a university can go out there and raise millions of dollars in capital campaigns for facilities and other sorts of components of the athletics department, do you think that they might be able to go out and raise specific monies for echocardiograms and other exams of that sort?
You would think so if those are reliable tests. I'm not a physician, so I don't know how reliable these tests are and how many false negatives you get, for example. But assuming that they're reliable for the sake of argument, you would think that they would be able to raise money for it, if not directly, then through fungible access to monies that they have that they've raised for other reasons. So you want them to provide the best tests available in Belfast, best health care available for the student athletes, as you want them to do it for the entire student body.
Dr. Brand, an interesting conversation. Thank you.
My pleasure.